A Portuguese man has crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a small boat, powered only by the sun and wind. He used kites to move the boat and solar power to use lights and equipment on the boat. Francisco Lufinha arrived on the island of Martinique on December 20th. He hopes his trip will earn him a Guinness World Record for fastest solo Atlantic crossing by kite boat. He also hopes his trip will help people understand the need to protect the oceans. The kite-powered boat reached top speeds of over 30 kilometers per hour. Lufinha traveled 6,400 kilometers in 25 days. The 38-year-old set out from Cascais near Lisbon, Portugal, on November 3rd, and arrived on the Caribbean island of Martinique on December 20th. Lufinha was not at sea for all that time, however. He made a planned stop at the Canary Islands on November 8th. He had to stay longer than planned because of strong winds. He remained there until November 30th. Lufinha made the crossing completely alone in a 7.2 meter long and 5.6 meter wide trimaran. This kind of boat has three long, thin parts, with a small room for sleeping and shelter. Lufinha used a hand pump to produce water for drinking and cooking. He said, "To produce water, I need to use this water maker. I have two of these, which I can pump, and every hour I can make around 4 liters of water. The water pump has a special filter to remove salt from the seawater." Lufinha used the water to add to dried food he carried with him on the boat. He called his trip a big learning experience. "It was a big test of my resilience. I learned a lot. I learned most of all to look at my problems relatively. I had so many problems all of the time, kites getting torn, kites exploding. And the only way to not suffer was to think, it could be worse." Supporters followed Lufinha's trip on his Facebook page. The main sponsor that supported him during his trip was the energy company EDP. He said his way of thinking during the difficult crossing helped him to get through it hour by hour, day by day, week by week, until I got here to the Caribbean and finished this EDP Atlantic mission. I'm Jill Robbins.